Bandwidth and hosting for BagelTech Media is provided by UK2.net, web hosting for everyone, and sponsored by Large Software. Go to MakeMyPCNew.com right now and enter our code POD2 to get your special bundled offer. Your source for everything that's happening in media tech, this is BagelTech Media, episode number 38 for Saturday, January 29th, 2011. Digital paperback. Hello, welcome to your weekend edition of BagelTech Media. I'm Kyle Swiger. It is great to have you on board yet again for our second installment of the podcast for this week. And, you know, as the week kind of went along, as we got further and further into Friday and everything else, the news kind of trickled down. I think we're all kind of waiting for Macworld and all that. Maybe we're going to get more coming at you next week. But did manage to dig up a few for you, and we're going to get into it in just a moment. But before I do, of course, BagelTech Media, part of the BagelTech Network. Head on over to BagelTechNews.com right now. You can check out the media show over there, as well as other great BagelTech shows, like our Droid Show, the Raid Show, the Mac Show, the Big Show, and of course, our staple show, the Daily Show with you and Rankin. That's 5 days a week, 5 minutes or less, getting you caught up in all that's happening in technology news. So, we're a proud member, should I say, of the Tech Podcast Network as well, over at techpodcast.com. And you can find the video edition of the podcast as well, over at techpodcast.tv. Well, the podcast might be a little bit shorter today, but we're still going to get you a little bit of media technology getting into your weekend. So let's get to it right now. All right, getting into some media technology news for you. And in case you hadn't heard, iTunes 10.1.2 out now. It has been released. And of course, we're looking for some performance improvements on the thing. Probably more bloatware. What is it with iTunes? I really wish Apple would just, come on guys, can you stop bloating it up so much? I mean, it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse, honestly. And 10.1.2 isn't much different. There are some performance improvements, I will say. It does seem a little faster with the iTunes store. The biggest thing, however, though, is going to be for the CDMA iPhone 4 for Verizon, of course, coming next month. We're just very, very close now. We're about a couple of weeks away now. February 10th is when that launches in the States. That's pretty much, should I say, why we are seeing 10.1.2 out there. Of course, the Mac store was down this week and all that. There was speculation of a white iPhone. That came to pass, and we didn't get it, and a whole bunch of other things. I guess it's just nicer now. It looks more beautiful now. They just redesigned it, and yeah. Just did the Apple thing, basically. Got us all worked up and then nothing. So, but we did get 10.1.2. Nice to see. Go get it now, especially if you're going to be getting that iPhone 4 from Verizon. You're definitely going to need this. And why not? Just get the latest version of iTunes since it is already there. Go get it now. It's free from Apple, as always. Moving on now, some very interesting news that came from Amazon this week. Amazon's doing very, very well, actually, Amazon.com. And they've had their 10 billionth quarter in sales, the best they've ever done. One of those things that they're really seeing a major turnaround with is ebooks. And it's something we don't really talk a whole lot on this podcast, I must say. I know it's one of these secondary things, but it's gaining so much popularity. Why? You'd think, oh, because of the iPad. No, it's because of the Kindle. Kindle's changed everything of how we consume a digital print, really, and this is no exception. I mean, I really actually seen this coming, but it is amazing just how fast it has, at least on Amazon anyways, how fast it's overtaken physical print now. Kindle ebooks are outselling the paper books. And did we see this coming? Yeah, not this quick, though, honestly. I didn't see it coming this quick. I mean, you're talking... It is an amazing, it's astonishing amount what they're selling. I mean, you're talking 810,000 digital books have been sold just in the last quarter of 2010. It's an astonishing number. The Kindle is one of these things where, of course, the first version was a little clunky. It was nice. It was new. And then, of course, the new one came along. I think that's what really took off. And then their Wi-Fi version came along. For people like me that don't live in the States, that don't have that access to that 3G connection over there, to have that constant data, being able to be completely online with the Amazon store. So when those came and when it hit an international market, it really set it on fire. And I think that's what's really brought the Kindle to the forefront, especially ebooks. A lot of people say, well, you know, ebooks, there's piracy, it's going to be one of these things, it's just like the music industry. I honestly don't think so. We're seeing, obviously, piracy out there with ebooks. But on the other hand, though, I think it's one of these things where when it's tied to the Kindle as such and it's tied to Amazon as such, yeah, it is DRM. But they've made it an affordable to actually say, you know, why go get it illegally? Why do that? They did it honestly right from the beginning. Now, some haven't. Some publishers are still very reluctant. They don't want to give the pricings. They still want you to pay as much as it is for a paper book, which is absolutely ridiculous. But for the most part, the pricing's been right. That's why we've seen the surge in digital books. And I feel, honestly, it's going to continue that way. It's great to see this. And I expected honestly from Amazon, not the Sony e-reader, not even the iPad. I feel that Amazon still with the Kindle has done it right. All right. Moving on now. Netflix has passed 20 million subscribers. 20 million. Unbelievable. And unfortunately I still can't use Netflix over here in the Philippines. We don't know when that's going to ever happen, but I mean, you look at the subscriber, graph here. Astounding. 1.2 million in 2007, 1.9 million in 2008, 2.9 million in 2009, and in 2010, holy moly, 7.7 million subscribers to Netflix. Why did this happen, such an increase in 2010? I'll tell you one reason why. And it won't make a whole lot of sense on the surface, but in the end, it kind of does. It has to do with the mail order or DVDs, right? They've brought this thing to the Apple TV, the Roku boxes. It's on demand. It's in your living room now. You don't have to sit there and mess with the mail, exchanging out discs, all of this sort of thing. You don't have to do that now. It's on a box. And another statistic that actually came out this week, which is very interesting, is that the Apple TV is actually seeing more streaming than the iPad. I actually just got through recording a show, the Mac show here on the Bagel Tech Network. And actually, Eric Lanigan from the Twit Network made a very good point that people want to sit in front of their TVs. They don't want to sit on their iPads or their computers and consume this content. And I completely agree with that, actually. I mean, it is how we are. We don't want to sit in front of our computer and watch a full-length movie. You know, we don't want to do that. We don't care about Netflix streaming on our PC, streaming on our Mac, whatever it is. It is nice to have the portability on an iPad or on the iPhone. I have used streaming applications on the iPhone before, and I like it when I need it. But if I have the choice, I'm going to be in front of my TV. And to me, when you're seeing streaming numbers from the Apple TV and with Netflix on it, and that's where they're saying that most of the content's coming from, makes perfect sense. Makes perfect sense. It's the best thing Apple actually did by putting Netflix on the Apple TV. It's what made it, to me, one of the best set-top boxes that did come out there. I'm still not on board with the Apple TV. I still think there are better set-top boxes out there. And those that aren't as tied down, because let's face it, Apple is very much tied down to the Apple universe. I would like a more open environment. You can do that now, of course, with the Apple TVs. We mentioned just a week ago about XBMC being on there with a jailbreak in Apple TV. But it shows that Netflix is the dominant player here. It's great to see this. We need more, though. There's talk of Amazon also getting into the streaming business. Be nice to have some competition, but I must say Netflix has done it well, and their subscriber base shows it. I mean, look, 2.9 to 7.7 million subscribers. Really well done there, Netflix. I have to hand it to you. Really, really well done. Our last story that we're going to touch on, I told you guys, it is a short show this week, but the last story we're going to touch on is the Samsung Galaxy S in Korea. They got a cool thing over there, and I hope we're going to see this worldwide. It is a basic old Samsung Galaxy S phone, which still, by the way, guys, waiting for that 2.2 upgrade there. I guess most people have got it now. But hey, 2.3? Android users? Come on, come on. Google, come on, Samsung. But anyways, off topic. But anyways, on to this. What this thing is, and this is only in Korea right now, so that's why I'm saying I hope we see it elsewhere. It is a dock for the Samsung Galaxy S. You put the phone in the dock. Connects to your home television, and then you can watch streaming video off your device. Cool, huh? Awesome idea. Kind of Apple-ish, you have to say. Now, you can do the movies on there. The movies are going to run, they're saying here, anything from 1,000 to 3,500 won. I guess this is about 89 cents to about $3.12. Now, this is, again, just in Korea right now. Will we be seeing this elsewhere? Will we be seeing Samsung doing this in other markets? To me, the American market would be one of the prime markets to do it in. It's like a mini set-top box. Maybe they feel they can't compete with it there because, you know, we all know Samsung. It's based out of Korea, so maybe that's why they're trying it there first to see how well it works. But I think, honestly, it could be a winner. It really could work. But then again, it is kind of tied to a DRM'd Samsung Media kind of streaming service, so maybe that's what's stopping it from getting elsewhere in the world. Well, that is going to wrap up your weekend installment of Bagel Tech Media. Once again, guys, thank you so much for taking the time to tune in and download the show. And like I said, sorry, a little shorter today. Hopefully, we're going to get a lot more media tech news coming at you next week for our Wednesday installment. However, though, first time tuning in, I do hope you enjoyed it. I encourage you, please get subscribed. Just head on over to BagelTechNews.com. It's the simplest thing to do. And you can find our show page over there. Just click on Bagel Tech Media. You can subscribe to the audio or video edition of the podcast. We're also available, of course, on iTunes. We're also available in the Zoom Marketplace in the audio or video format. You can find the video version also over at YouTube, and we're also at blip.tv for the video edition, as well as the Roku box and the Boxy box. Also, to stay up to date with us, follow us on Twitter. Simple to do. Just head on over to twitter.com/BagelTechMedia. You can follow me as well on Twitter at twitter.com/KyleSwagger. And you can email us just by doing it very simply by BagelTechMedia@gmail.com. That's BagelTechMedia@gmail.com. Always love to hear from each and every one of you. And before I go, got to thank our sponsors, UK2.net. They keep the network alive. They keep this podcast alive. And you can support us by supporting our sponsors. Very simple to do. Just head on over to BagelTechNews.com. Click that click through over there. And that way they know we're sending you. That way they know you're listening. And that way they will keep supplying us with our bandwidth and our web hosting. And they have great prices over there at UK2.net. You really need to check it out. Great, reliable, that is, web hosting. And great prices. Great prices on domain names as well. I'm sure they can get you set up over there at UK2.net. Check them out. See if it works for you. Also, I got to think of our other sponsor, that is, a large software. Go to MakeMyPCNew.com right now. POD2 is our code. Get a great bundle deal on password management and PC tune-up software. Of course, that is just for the PC, just for Windows machines. Again, MakeMyPCNew.com. POD2 is our code. Once again, I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. I will see you back here on Wednesday. I hope everybody has a great weekend for Bagel Tech Media. This is your source for everything that's happening in media tech.